Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Romans chapter 5, verse 2 to 3. Maybe we can read from verse 1. Romans chapter 5 from verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Verse number 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and then on and on and on. Praise the Lord. The next phase is glory. Please take your seat. As a child of God, you have to walk by insight that is from the Word of God. And insight or understanding from the Word of God will settle your life to know that you are never at a disadvantage. Scripture we read makes us understand from verse 1 that we are justified by faith. Therefore, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Every child of God who has Jesus Christ must have peace, all around peace. Verse 2 talks about the fact that through Jesus Christ, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. You see, one of the things that the grace of God introduces us to is the glory of God. It's what? It's the glory of God. Redemption introduces us to glory. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. So Christ has come to redeem us so that we will return back to the glory that we have fallen short of. Are you understanding? So grace introduces glory into us, our lives. That's why the Bible talks about the fact that Christ in us is the hope of glory. You know, if you look at the construction of redemption, they that he foreknew, he predestined. They that he predestined, blah, 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 blah. The apogee of it is that he glorified. He what? That is the epilogue. They say we have reached the zenith of the whole matter. That glorification is the icing on the cake. You understand? That Christ was buried and he resurrected into glory. The whole matter is about glory. So grace introduces us to the glory of God. And he says that for a believer, before you get introduced to the physical manifestation of the glory that is embodied in your spirit because you have Christ, you need to understand the sequence of event. You need to understand the seasons of your life. When you lack that understanding, you may throw away your faith. And when you throw away your faith, you may lose the glory. So I'm trying to tonight, this morning, bring you to that place of understanding, insight, to know that the next phase you should be expecting is glory. That don't expect any other thing because nothing else will show. There's only one thing that can show. And that one thing that will manifest in your life is the glory of God. So is it a good teaching to teach? Yes. You have to know the next thing that is going to happen in your life. You have to know. And God has sent me here to come and open it up unto you. So in the verse 3, it talks about the fact that, and not only so, we also rejoice in the glory of tribulation. So for the life of the believer, Christ died. That's level 1. Christ resurrected and ascended into glory. That is the second phase. That is the next phase. That is the final phase for the deliverance of the believer, is that Christ died, Christ resurrected, and that's our salvation. Phase 1, phase 2. Died, buried, buried with our sins, resurrected with our newness, new nature, glorified nature. First phase, tribulation. Second phase, glorification. Say first phase, tribulation. Sufferings, trials, pain, shame and agony, troubles. Second phase, resurrection, glorification. You have to follow me. So for every child of God, you are always going to encounter these two phases as you walk on the face of the earth. Tribulation and glorification. And most of us here, the Lord said to me that we have encountered and we are still encountering that season of tribulation. But that season is over, and the next season or next phase you are going to encounter is called glory. It's called what?
Glory.
And so if I show you in the Bible, will you believe it?
Yes.
And will you accept it?
Yes.
And you are sure you will walk in it?
Yes.
Come on now, let's go. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7. 1 Peter 1 7. Just open your ears very carefully. You will tell the devil to his face you are a liar. First season is over. This is second phase. 1 Peter 1 7 says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So the first thing is that if you have faith as a believer, that faith will undergo trial. That faith will go through fire. It will go through the furnace. It will go through troubles. As a child of God, you will see Pepe. When you come into Christ, you will encounter troubles. Jesus said, blessed are you that are persecuted for my name's sake. So troubles, they are part of the journey. But that is not all there is. It says that when your faith is being tried, your faith will go through tribulation, will go through trial, will go through fire. There are times I heard the sister talk about the fact that she used to go and buy food and ask for more stew. Shall it not be easy? But that stew she's asking on the rice has another task and another garibi by the side. Yeah. It's a side hustle on the table. Somalaka kolovata. You have to tell your eyes not to sleep because something great is about to hit the ground. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So a child of God will go through things that are not praiseworthy. When people see you cry, they'll be wondering whether you pray. Yeah, they'll be wondering, are you really a true child? You know, there's a way that things can beat you and people will wonder, are you really a true Christian? Yeah. To be buffeting you. Yeah, vicissitudes of life. It will be everywhere, very chaotic, very pandemonium everywhere. Chaos, confusion, trouble. You know, you can be in the wilderness where nothing seems to be working. It's like you are trapped. If it's sickness, it will be peppering you like Job. To pepper you, sir. People will come and ask, where is your God? That's phase one. That's when you are in the tomb. That's when you are in shame. You are suffering. You are in tribulation. You are a pastor. Whoever you are, God will allow an opportunity for your faith to be questioned. When your faith is questioned, God is testing you for glory. Satan is trying you to abandon the glory. And I'm preaching this message because the peak of the test is also an initiation into glory. Am I talking to somebody here at all? The peak of the fire is also the initiation into your rest for his glory. And an understanding of what God is doing in phase one and phase two, or the former phase and the latter phase, will help you and I to know that, Charlie, I'm hungry, but I will drink water and wait for the abundance that is coming. Am I preaching to somebody now? He said the trial of your faith. Your faith is on trial. Your faith is in court. You stand accused. Yeah. But he says that when you go through the trial, this shall be more precious. Why is it going to be more precious than silver and gold that perisheth? Because he says that it might be found unto praise, unto honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So the trying of your faith, that phase one, it has a particular end in view. And that end in view is that it will give you praise, it will give you power, it will give you honor. And one of the cardinal things it will introduce you into is glory. It's what?
Glory.
The boys in a bounce, girls, you know, I'm going to break, God knows what he in the do. You got what I'm talking about? Verse 11. I'm feeling this. And the scriptures in a no so handy. And Chebia very baby. Verse 11 says, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ. It testified beforehand first what? And the second is what? The glory that should what? Follow. So first is what? Sufferings. And what should follow the sufferings? The glory. Tell somebody the first phase is sufferings. Even Jesus, it was suffering first. Second phase is glory. So say, my own first phase is what I am suffering right now. The second phase, only one thing can show that, because only one thing has been permitted. Say to somebody, only one thing has been permitted in my next phase. That phase is called glory. It's only glory that will appear in my second phase, because I have seen suffering. How many of you have seen suffering here? Have you seen suffering? If you have seen suffering, then I announce unto you that you qualify for glory. If your amen is louder, receive qualification. Boy, what a word. Semele kokofa lataya. Embele. Suffering is leaving my mind. Because the next phase is what? Glory. Testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ, phase one, and the glory that should what? Follow. The glory that should follow. Luke 24:26. I want, God wants to bring you to a place where your faith will be solidified. Hear the word. Solidified. To know what to expect, because expectation, my pastor said, is the mother of manifestation. What you expect determines what your result become. He said that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. When you don't know what to expect, then you have thrown your future into chance. But today, God wants you to know what to expect. That the next phase is what?
Glory.
Just expect glory. It doesn't matter how broken you are, how shattered you are. It doesn't matter how messed up you are, how devil has beaten you down. The next phase, Jesus from the tomb now, straight, no stone could hold him to the tomb again. Because it was a season of what? Soldiers were paid to keep it. They couldn't keep it because it was a season of what? And men were watching him. By the time they knew, he ascended into glory. I see the Lord doing the same sequence in your life. That amen is not hitting my stomach at all. Shout a louder amen here.
Look at Luke 24, 26. Let's read it together. One go. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? First phase is what? Suffering. Second phase is what? Enter into what? After suffering what was inevitable, ought not Christ to have suffered? It was inevitable that he suffered the shame, the accusation, the betrayal, the killing, and all of that. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things? Not one thing, these things. Plenty. And after that, not keep going down, but enter into what? But what I'm telling you, even devil is aware that your real next phase is glory. Are you here at all? After you have gone through what could not be changed, and you have suffered it from your grandfather, your father, and to your level, the next level you are entering is, you are entering into what?
Glory.
Say it louder here.
Glory.
Romans chapter 6 verse 4 to 5. Check the sequence. We are there very soon. Check the sequence. Romans 6, 4 and 5 says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We were buried. You see, that's why his sequence is our sequence. His pattern is our practice. He was buried into shame. We are buried with him into that shame. If he resurrected into the glory of newness from the dead, then we have also resurrected with him. Same baptism, same resurrection. Next verse says what? For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, halakapatayas, ekwalabadaba, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. Next verse, please. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. This scripture is very deep, child. But let me scratch this more because it's an all night. Yeah, go to the verse 4. Let me show you something. Go to the the verse 4 says that, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. So here it's saying that we are dead meat, buried with him into death through baptism, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the... So first of all, note that the suffering part is the barrier. He said we were buried. The Bible now changes this barrier, because in the scheme of God, we were not meant to stay in the grave as corpses forever. Inside that grave, a process was going on that was able to transform you from an inanimate thing that is buried to a living organism that is planted. Read your Bible, baby. Next verse. You have moved from a corpse that was buried to
verse 5. For if we have been planted, you see, there's a difference between buried and planted. But in that redemptive process, the Lord is able to change us from one state of being buried, the sin buried, and renew that. Even before we came out, He renewed that as a seed that is planted. Now, in burial, what is buried stays in the grave. But in planting, what is buried or planted in the soil doesn't stay there. As a seed, it will germinate and spring out and show glory. Are you here at all? Tell somebody, I was buried, but I came out as a plant. Feeling it, Bia. Semelekete. Tell somebody, in the trouble, God is transforming you. Not as a corpse with dry bones, but as a seed that is turned into a plant. I can't hear you. Tell somebody that in the troubles, God is changing something from a corpse to a plant. Boy. You see, the reason why it is so is because in glory, you will multiply. As a plant, you will bear fruit. Left, right, center. And that's when the glory shows. It shows in fruits. It shows in your expectation being fulfilled. You went down. You came out with fruits. Lekula falasa malakata. I am seeing that the next phase of somebody, you will not be begging to eat, not begging to pay rent. You went down like that. Everybody said, you became pitiable, and people were just, oh my God. But when God's face of glory is introduced into your life, you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. From that grave now, you are springing up. Ikonia talabaya kolotosa. You see, nothing, no plant does better than the plant in the gravesite. Too much manure. Too much humus. Too much fertilizer. Just imagine the decomposition of the body. Are you here with me at all? Kaleda Valata. Mixing with the soil. And God raining upon it. Then you being transformed in the grave as a seed planted where the decomposition has happened. Boy, oh boy. The kind of... What's a bobo banchine? A bobo am a chai. This is organic manure. This is what? I'm not hearing you at all. This is organic manure. Tell somebody, in my suffering, God is fertilizing and manuring me. My next phase, I will spring out with every nutrient on ground, with my fruits popping up in glory. Nothing will be able to stop it. I see you as a plant shooting out in glory. That amen didn't shout well. I prophesy that your next phase is glory in the name of Jesus. You were sent there as a corpse. You are shooting up as a plant. Shout a louder amen. That is what happened to Joseph. He was sold as a slave. He shot up as a prime minister. Ilekoma lakasa. It's always like that. He that went down, the same also ascended. Emenle kosola frataya. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground. As for the first level, chale, la la sula, everybody will go through it. You that is begging for employment now, I'm telling you, your next race is glory. You are going to be employing thousands of people. Oh, I came to give a prophetic announcement. The Lord put the word on my mouth that your next phase is glory. Shout, my next phase is glory. It's powerful. Very powerful. Hebrews 2:9. He said, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. First level is what? Next level, crowned with glory and honor. That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for man. First level is the suffering of death. Second level is crowned with what? Glory. Crowned with glory and honor. 1 Peter 5:1. We are getting there. It said, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ. First level. A witness of the first level, sufferings of Christ. Second level, and a partaker of the glory that shall be what? Revealed. Witnessing the, how many of you have witnessed suffering in your life? He said, if you witnessed it, your next level is that you are going to become a partaker of what? The glory. Glory that is about to be what? Revealed. You are not permitted to expect anything apart from glory. You saw miscarriage before. You are not permitted to even think miscarriage again. The next phase is going to be a full-term blown baby. You saw breakdown before. You are not permitted to see it again. Affliction will not rise a second time. Jesus did not die twice. He died and he rose in glory. Your next phase, you are going to see. Are you here at all? You are going to see glorification. You witness the suffering. You are going to become a partaker. Partaker. Say, I'm a partaker of the glory that is to be revealed. One more time, say, I'm a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed in the name of Jesus. Ephesians 3:13. Ephesians, wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. I desire that you don't faint about my tribulations for you, which is to your glory. First level is that tribulation is happening. And one thing about tribulation is that it can easily make you faint. It can what? It can easily make you what? It can easily make you faint. That word faint there is that you can give up. You can abandon ship. You can leave the marriage. Can leave the job. You can even abandon your own life. There are people here, they are looking for themselves. They can't find themselves. Because they lost themselves some 1,000 years ago. Because tribulation has a way of making you faint. Faint means that you are alive, but you are not working well. You're almost living dead. Sometimes you don't want. It's like you are no longer part of the race because you have been overwhelmed with something. Therefore, you are almost, you have come to a temporal halt, a temporal stop, and you are not able to continue your journey in the momentum that is required for you to continue your journey. Something has halted you. Something has impeded your speed. Something has really, really hindered you. Fainting means that you have become unconscious about your environment. There are people who are in an environment, opportunities and potentials are there, but because they are overwhelmed, they have fainted, beaten down, trampled, pressed down, battered, scattered, butchered, tempered with. They have become a shadow of themselves because they can't see the hope of the glory. And therefore, their spirit has given up before their body subjected to the beatings. But the child of God must understand that when you are going through this tribulation, there is something else to expect in the next phase. That is what made Jesus. Bible said that. And even, oh, come on now, Hebrews chapter 2. Put that scripture there. Is it chapter 2? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Put it there. Bible said, looking unto Jesus. Oh, Bokotata Labrakata chapter. Please put it there. Look for the scripture for me. Is it chapter 12? Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him. Who for the joy. Who misses scripture and cry will be three mankind. Endured the cross. Are you here at all? He endured the cross because he saw the joy that was set before him, despising the shame. Many people cannot despise the shame because they can't see the joy. He sat down at the right hand of the throne of the Father. He endured the cross, despised the shame because he saw the glory. Today, may you see the glory. After this all night, when you step out there, when Jesus stepped out of that judgment place of all this Pilate and all the chief priests and all those men, he knew that there is only one thing that was coming: glory. Beyond every reasonable doubt, one thing was about to show: glory. So I lay down my life, I pick it up again. When the woman met her in the garden when he had resurrected, he said, don't touch me, I am a different guy. This is a glorified body. He was too conscious of the next phase, that I can endure this phase because I know that the next phase is glory. And therefore, I will not faint. I will not what? I will not faint. So many people die. It's not the devil that killed them. Hopelessness is what killed them. Faithlessness is what killed them. Not knowing what the next phase is what killed them. So many people, if they would take one leg, face the next phase with one leg. Because what is ahead of you, and I will quote the scripture to you, what is ahead of you that you are facing with one and quarter leg, it will be more glorious than what you went through with those two legs. Am I preaching to somebody now? Some of you are going to have one tube. That's going to be the practicality of your gynecological condition. But that one tube is going to handle twins and quadruple. That one tube will be more potent than two tubes. I don't care what the devil cares about. The next phase after this tribulation is called glory. Shout louder, amen. I'm feeling it to be a devil cannot confuse me. The pattern is too consistent in scripture, it won't change. Eko maladadas. He said that don't faint. Oh, tell somebody, don't faint, don't faint. The guy has broken up with you. Don't faint. Your husband died. Don't faint. Your wife died. Don't faint. Your child died. Don't faint. Tell somebody, whatever died, whatever you lost, whatever was too much for you, refuse to die on top of it. Don't faint at all. Because the next phase is what? What a message for an all night. The next phase. Phase 2. Final phase. You have phase to be ahead of you.
Romans 8:18. I call it the captain of the glory scripture. He's wearing the armband. If you don't faint, this is where you are going to be. For I reckon, Apostle Paul is speaking by the Spirit of Jehovah. I reckon that is an assurance without a doubt. I am persuaded in alignment with God's thoughts, in alignment with the will of God. Nothing wavering, nothing changing. There is no variability here. I reckon. That the first phase and everything it brings in this present time, the sufferings of this present time, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Anytime you are seeing present suffering, the next phase is a revealed glory. And it says that when the glory is revealed, you cannot compare the sufferings. You can't compare it with the revealed glory. That is, the glory will swallow the suffering. They will not see any trace. Can I say it? You will go to hell's kitchen and come out without smelling the smoke of that kitchen. That is what I want to say. You will enter hell and come out smelling heaven, because the glory that shall be revealed cannot be compared with the sufferings of this present time. Incomparable. Can you read it from ESV and Message? You know, sometimes they have an interesting collaborative modern English. What a joy. Maybe I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. It's not talking about angels. Message. That's why I don't think there is any comparison between the present hard times in Ghana, in UK, in America. This message is a global message. Your location doesn't matter. The principle is gravity in Ghana is gravity in America. After suffering in America, the next phase is what? Is there no inflation in America? That's why I don't think there is any comparison between the present hard times and the coming what? Put it there, please. And the coming what? Good times. Say the next phase is good times. I'm not hearing you. Don't make yourself diplomatic in a prophetic atmosphere like this. So tell somebody that the next phase is good times. Good times. No more hard times. No more hard times. Now that you say not to any. Good times are coming. Can you give me the amplified version? Let's see how it's amplified. Boy. But what of that? For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, this present life, are not worth being compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us and for us and conferred on us. So Malaka Kutalaya is not amplified for nothing. Conclusion of the whole matter. Cannot be compared to the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us and for us and conferred on us. Clap for the Lord. Tell somebody, say glory in Ajibebia. Every dimension is glorious. Too powerful. It is today that things are some way, somehow. But the next phase there, when we see you, we will not remember your yesterday. And today, God just brought you to practically usher you into that next phase. This is our season of glory. Shout a louder amen if you are that candidate. Who is seeing that their life is going to turn out very well? Are you seeing it? Why do you believe it? Because the word of God says so. 2 Corinthians 4:17. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Look at that. Beautiful. He said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, say first phase, it's light affliction. Tell somebody, it's expirable, it's terminable, it's extinguishable, it's for a moment, it's perishable. That's it. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and an eternal weight of what? It's working. It's working. That is, anytime you see light affliction, it means that your life is light. You don't get substance. And God is working at the back end. A weight of glory for your next phase. That's people that weighed you in your previous time. When they see you in your next level, they will not be able to weigh you because the glory will add weight. It will add weight upon you. It will add value to you. It will bring the essence of materiality and substance to you. Substance called the riches of his glory. It shall be added to your life. So that will not be able to compare your weight when you were hungry. And now that God has loaded you with substance, will not be able to compare when you were barren. And now that you are loaded with children, will not be able to compare when you were begging around. And now that you have become a distributor of that same thing you used to beg for. Am I preaching here? It's working for me. A far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. The kind of weight God is bringing into your life in glory. Hey, your village background will not matter. The only thing your village background matters is your suffering. But when God takes over that suffering, he will bring the weight of his glory upon you, that even your village, when they see you, they will say, hey, now when you will free her. That's what happened to Jesus. He was so blessed that they were wondering, is this guy coming from Nazareth? Too much. They said, is he not a carpenter's son? They were confused. Is he not Imaima? Imaima that used to carry wood here and be in the carpentry shop. Is it this Imaima that is talking like that? That is manifesting miracles like that? They will mention your native name. And even if you were named after the devil himself, what will be manifesting in your life is the weight of his glory. Shout a louder amen. I'm feeling it, oh pastor. Helema kokosa. And glory is not a normal realm. It's a supernatural. It's a smoky realm. The Holy of Holies is not a normal place. We have all entered there right now. Kolasa palaya. You better come alive. Are you here at all? In the Holy of Holies, you can't sleep. Oh, there's no chair there. Stand there and perform your duty as a priest. I feel like preaching the next two lines to you whilst you are standing up with your eyes open. Please rise up with your eyes very clear and tell yourself that my days of suffering are over. My next phase is coming with the weight of God's glory upon my destiny.
Now walk to five people and tell them that your next phase is coming with your weight of glory. God says, I should tell you. Go to five people. Go to five people. You will see the weight of his glory. Your next face. Than it be with me. You will see the weight of his glory. The next face. Ikopalasa talamaya. Talk to about five people. Prophesy to them. Can sense the weight of his glory. Many of you can sense the prophetic weight of glory now. You can sense it. The atmosphere is rich for it. Lift your two hands and sing it now. Come on now.
prophesy to three people by your side. I see the weight of his glory upon you. Prophesy to them. The weight of his glory. The next phase, which is now. Which is now. The pregnancy is now. The visa is now. The testimony is now. The open door is now. The travel is now. The contract is now. The employment is now. The scholarship is now. Passing that exam is now. The marriage is now. The employment is now. The promotion is now. What you ask for, the request has been granted now. The fulfillment of the prophecy is now. The healing is now. The healing is now. The healing is now. The joy is now. Ola kapanaza. Shebelegede. Shadaba. I see the glory of the Lord upon him. I see the glory of the Lord upon you. I see the glory of the Lord upon you. I see the glory of God upon you. There is a weight of glory coming upon your talent, upon your gift, upon your person, upon your ministry, your career, the work of your hands. The weight of his glory upon your children, upon your spouse, upon your matter, whatever you stand for. Say, I receive the weight of his glory. One more time. Say, the weight. The glory carries wealth. Wealth is part of the weight of the glory. The kabod, the kavod. Oh, I don't want to bore you with Hebrew, Greek words here and there. Those ones are not important to me. What the Bible says is clear. It's coming with riches that are embedded. Healing is part of that weight. In the glory, that's why sickness is not permitted in that space. Gnashing of teeth is not permitted in that space. Sorrow is not permitted. Your peace is inside that glory. Your joy is inside. Are you here at all? So he said, we rejoice in the hope of his glory. It's a whole package. That glory that is coming as a weight to give you value. It's a premium package. To make you become a premium man, premium woman. Are you here with me at all? It's a package. One day it entered into a Shunammite house. Prophet Elisha said, a year by this time, you will have what you don't have and what you think you can never have. The woman said, don't come and tickle me. The prophet said it's too late. When the next phase is ready, it will produce its own dimensional result. And you have nothing to, you can't do anything about it. Because once you enter, Jesus took BJJ, Peter, James, and John to the mountain. Are you, I'm feeling the preaching. He took them there in the realm of glory. Nothing could stop them from seeing Moses, seeing Elijah, seeing Jesus transformed. They saw, they said, hey, this level is different from those who are at the foot of the mountain. They are not seeing anything. We are seeing something. When God brings you to that realm, you will see what is not common to men. You will encounter what is not common to men.
Amen.
They were not ready to leave, but they said, let's build three tabernacles here. We know we don't even want to stay in any. Let us just be hanging around. I'm telling you, when God drops the weight of the glory upon you,
great people will be happy to hang around you. Am I preaching something here at all? You just wait. This next phase, you'll not be chasing anybody again. This next phase, you are going to be the person of interest because of the weight of the glory. Scriptures be there. If I don't quote it, I can't close. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 14. 1 Peter 4, 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. It's not strange. Whatever is happening to you, tell somebody, it's not strange. Even though it's fiery. It's fire everywhere. It's trouble everywhere. Tell somebody, the sickness is not strange. Because the next phase is the healing that will bring the weight. Tell somebody, that thing, they think they are demoting you, but it's not demotion. Are you here at all? You see, when you read Joseph's story, you will see that when people are taking one action, God can also put your one action for your demotion. He can put your elevation in their language. They are conspiring to take action for your demotion, for your disgrace. But God will put your elevation and promotion in their language. You don't see it there. The brothers gathered and said that, behold, there cometh the dreamer. Let us kill him so that we shall see what shall become of his dream. That's it. The guy is carrying dream. He doesn't know where he's going with the dream. He says that in our mind, you know, we are going to kill him. But their mouth said, is when we kill him that we will see the manifestation of what he cannot help himself with. As they were planning his downfall, God was using their mouth to pronounce his manifestation where they were planning. He said, when we kill him, now we will see what will become of his dream. And true, their collective action to sell him. When he met them, he said, you meant it for evil. But Nyankupon. It's working for you a far exceeding weight of glory. Money may come for a day. Oh my, Pastor, glory is about to manifest. Somebody, as they are planning my downfall, they are about to be speaking my promotion. Prophesy to somebody. They are mad to be speaking your promotion as they are planning your downfall. Any system that plans your downfall, God will put your liftings in their oppressions. It's our season of glory. Almost 60 days of fasting. Hey! Look at
when Joseph saw them, he concluded the whole matter. Your action prophesying. He said, go and tell my father of all my glory that you yourself you have seen. Go and announce that the person you killed, the corpse you buried in the pit, has shown up as a plant in the palace with glory. Go tell my father all my glory. My goodness, I see somebody's glory being announced to your generation from here. It's like sleep has entered your mind. Shout a better amen. That scripture, oh boy, it said, but rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, in as much as it's called necessary condition, in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Necessary, sufficient condition. Inasmuch as you have been part of step one, phase one, with your suffering, you must sufficiently be part of phase two. Except he remained in the grave. But if he didn't, then if you went down with him, you must appear in glory with him with exceeding joy. Look at 14. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, he said, be happy. Why should you be happy? For the spirit of glory, we are no longer dealing with materials of glory, we are dealing with the thing. You have been subsumed by that spirit. You have been swallowed by that spirit. It's like getting drowned in the sea. The spirit of glory and of God dwelleth upon you. Some people can receive just material back passes of glory. In somebody's glory, you can share some money he has, some position he has. Are you here with me? By you, God is bringing the source. The spirit of glory itself is dwelling upon you. That from today, location will not be the determinant of your wealth, because you are carrying the spirit of glory. I see somebody carrying it now. From today, nowhere will limit you. Nothing will limit you, because the spirit of glory and of God Shabadaba rested. Tell somebody, is resting upon me now. Say, the spirit of glory is resting upon me. Where nobody makes it, as I enter there, because the spirit of glory is resting upon me, glory shall manifest everywhere. One more time, say, the glory shall manifest everywhere.
that I encounter, because the Spirit of glory rests upon me.
You have to be conscious about that. I'm not ordinary. What I'm carrying is not shame. What I'm carrying is what? What my womb is carrying is a spirit. If that baby has not come now, it's not for lack of capability, because I am carrying the spirit that produces children. It's a spirit. And when it's time for the spirit, it will manifest. He told Mary, he said, you don't know how it will happen, but the spirit from on high shall overshadow you, and the power of the Holy Ghost of the highest shall bring it to pass. When you are carrying the spirit, you are more than a production household. You yourself have become a source, amalgamated with the product. You are a mobile manifestation of their expectations. When you show up, God has shown up. You show up, what they are looking for has shown up. You will no longer be a gifted person. You will be the gift to your generation, because you are carrying the spirit of glory. That is what is upon this church. That is what is upon you. From today, that is your next phase. You have been driving somebody's Uber. The next move is that you are an owner of a transport company. That's your... Are you here at all? Shout a louder amen. You really have a bumper to enter the matter where we're. Because even in glory, the priest must make a journey from the outer court to the inner court, to the holies of holies, to enter into glory. It's a journey. We are going to make that journey. It's a journey of oblation, different levels. Ulakuata Kalivaya. Moses made a journey to the top of the mountain, entered into the cliff of the rock, and stayed there for 40 days and 40 nights. Ilokoto fala kuasile tokuala katafa imbarakata shala. All I seek for is your glory. I don't want to talk to men. I don't want to know what men know. I don't want to know what men can offer. Let me carry the spirit of glory. When Moses came down, watch it. Men left the golden calf to chase the man who was carrying the glory. What to be paying? They left the gold to chase the glory. When you carry the glory, gold will not be your... They left the golden calf with Aaron, and they went for the man who was carrying the glory, because the glory is superior to gold. This way, all you need to carry is glory. One star differing from another in... It's no longer what your family has. It's about what you carry. I'm carrying the spirit of glory. Your church is carrying glory. Your ministry is carrying glory. People are going to tabernacle around your business because they can see that glory is resting. It will not be who you know again. It will be what you carry. Jacob, Laban said, I have learned by experience that you are carrying something, and since you came here, my business has been transformed. You will carry. I'm telling you, don't sit down now. May you carry the spirit of glory from today. Potiphar said, Joe, you carry something on. Since you entered my house, Genesis 39, 40, 41. Too much sauce.
The guy is dangerous. I had overseers here, but I was still managing my business. But since you came, I have prospered until I don't know how much I have. You are too much. And even though I'm an unbeliever, I can see that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. That's the glory. Enka, in technicality, when you are employing people to work for you, you should measure the weight of glory upon their head. You want to marry? Don't marry somebody whose head doesn't carry glory. They must be carrying. So, no, all this beauty you are carrying, it faded away. To me, because the glory has ceased, or the glory is failing, and you have a bomb. Me preach here, the Spirit of glory. This face you are carrying, what you are carrying is not a wig. You understand? What you are carrying is not your certificate or who gave birth to you. What you are carrying is the Spirit. Don't stand in the mirror and say that Misha Daniela who ya feche me. Me awai ne bepe me. It's not by design. It's by courage. God told John the Baptist, he said, the one you see the Spirit landing on, the one carrying the Spirit, he is the one. You are a doctor, you must carry the Spirit of glory. Are you here at all? Shemele kokofa lataya. I don't care who you are, when you carry the glory, it's a different level. It's a different level. The gold will be chasing you. Amen. Everything chases after the man carrying the glory. And this house, we are carrying the glory. In this all night, you are here to carry the glory. Amen. That amen, if it's louder, you will carry a double portion of that. What a blessing. I feel it, but I'm feeling it. We never bump here. I'm feeling it, pa. Hey, Tansy glory, Nate glory. Money me come for fuerte me kasi. Your hands for the Lord. Start from the beginning, the song. Sabbath. Yeah.
create an atmosphere. Lift your hands, please. Want you to pray, say, Father.
Father.
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh. Oh. Shepele mekepete telekepete. Ile kopata lakapata lekepete. Not knowing that my next face is glory. I am not permitted to see any other thing than your glory. Show me your glory. After all the suffering and the trial of my faith, the next phase is your glory. I pray for the manifestation of the glory. I pray for the manifestation of your glory in my life, in this next phase. Let your glory manifest in this next phase. Let me see your glory. Moses says, show me your glory. I pray for your glory. Saturate me with your glory. I want to see your glory in my next phase. The next manifestation. Let me see your glory. I want to see your glory. Church, it's time to pray.
I want to see your glory.
The Lord rules
I want to see your glory.
Raise your hand. Say, Father.
Father.
Don't stop. Say, Father.
Father.
The next phase of my life.
The next phase of my life.
Must manifest your glory.
Must manifest your glory.
I refuse any other thing.
I refuse any other thing.
Only your glory.
Only your glory.
Say, oh, my next phase.
Oh, my next phase.
Manifest the glory of
manifest
God.
Manifest the glory of God. God.
Open your mouth, clap your hands up. Atula, 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 Atula
Let the glory swallow every other problem. Swallow. Clap your hands. I see your prayer rising. And the glory taking over. The health, the finances.
Italia. Say, Holy Ghost, let your glory swallow every trouble in my next phase. Now. Say, Father, release your glory into my next phase. Let the glory swallow the backwardness, swallow the curse, swallow the stagnation, swallow the sickness, swallow the barrenness, swallow the troubles, tribulations, persecutions, trials. God, let your glory take over now. Clap your hands if you are alive. I prophesy.
Yes, Lord.
I feel something bubbling in my womb right now. Whatever is in the womb of the spirit, for somebody hearing me now,
yes, Lord,
at the sound of my voice,
Jesus,
let the glory bring it out.
Amen.
Let the glory manifest. Right now.
Yes, Lord.
Every prophecy,
yes, Lord,
every promise,
Jesus,
that needs an encounter,
Jesus,
with the glory of God,
glory,
receive it now. Let your amen be louder.
Amen.
I prophesy by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let the glory of the Lord overwhelm,
saturate,
overshadow
every tribulation,
every trouble,
every barrenness,
every sickness,
every poverty,
stagnation.
Right now,
right now,
right now,
right now,
right now.
Right now,
right now,
shout glory!
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.